Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
We are back, hour number two. Bob Cordaro with you on the eponymous show. Somebody texted in. She may not have a show, but in my opinion, Paula Degnan is the star of WILK. She is. I mean, she has a show. Jake, what time is she on Saturdays? 1 o'clock. And it's a great show. 1 o'clock Saturdays. Yes, she is the star, Paula Degnan, and she also has a show. All right, so we're in the middle of this mess in Texas, just a complete catastrophe. The Texas officials are going to give an update because there are many, many questions that need to be answered about the police response, about what the resource officer did or didn't do, could or couldn't do, how this kid got into the school, which would be contrary to the protocols. Remember, he crashed his grandmother's vehicle. It was a spectacular crash. I'm not sure where that was juxtapositioned to the rear door he went to. But my guess is that crash was loud enough that the resource officer reacted to it and maybe came towards the door. Now, was he wounded and that's how the guy got in through an unlocked door that the resource officer? We need to know those questions. Some parents, and we don't know how that fits into the timeline, were concerned about police not moving in quickly enough on the scene. But hopefully we'll get an update. Because the certain thing is that we can improve school security. We can improve store security. Not to that extent, but school security in particular. And that to the extent we need to, we have to. The money is there from the COVID. Those COVID funds passed last spring, 2021. They're available and can be retasked. It's just one of those things. You can't not do it. That's the important point. Ron from Jessup, how are you?
Oh, hi, Bob. First time caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you, Ron?
Okay. Well, right now I'm a little disgusted with Pennsylvania with the election. Here we go again.
I know it.
I want to... Okay. First, I'm in the 8th District. First of all, I'm a senior citizen. I'm collecting Social Security. You know what that means? I get a monthly check, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just bear with me. I might start hyperventilating because I have to talk about Matt Cartwright. Now, all his campaigns, he's accused the Republicans of going to cut Social Security. Well, the policies he supports have cut into my Social Security.
Big time.
And all you seniors and working class out there, you're paying 60% more for gasoline. My heating and electric bill is going up. And then inflation in the stores. So Jim Bognett ran a terrible campaign 2 years ago. September of 2020, I saved this message on Facebook, something that I posted. I said, Jim, why aren't you responding to Matt Cartwright with them commercials accusing you of cutting Social Security when he supports policies that will cut it?
And I, you know, that is a great way to look at it. They are cutting into all our incomes, but particularly people on fixed incomes. That's a great way to look at it.
And a lot of us seniors are healthy, and we have every constitutional right to want to drive a vehicle, which I do. Now, I'm lucky. I'm very physically fit. I'm probably in better shape than some 35-year-olds because I exercise and I have a strong cardiovascular system. But the point is, now, I know you have Jim Bognett on there. You get him to run this commercial. The first commercial he should run. Hi, I'm Jim Bognett. 2 years ago, Matt Cartwright accused me of going to cut Social Security. So I asked all my fellow seniors, your monthly check, and then just tell them why. Yep.
That is a great point, Ron. That's a very important point.
Here's what I want from you, if you could get Matt Cartwright to agree to this. You're not shy, are you?
Generally, no.
Well, I want you to agree to do a debate with Matt Cartwright and Jim Bognett. You ask the questions the first hour on your show, and then you open it up to people like me and other callers to call in and question either one candidate. Would you agree to do that?
Oh, I would do that. In a heartbeat, I would do that.
Yeah. Now, getting back to this Oz election, I get worried about the fall. Because why? Why can't you count, 20,000 ballots?
These paper ballots, these no-excuse mail-in ballots are going to plague us forever. They really are, as long as they're in place. And they're against Pennsylvania law. They're against Pennsylvania law right in the Constitution. It's incredible.
Yeah. Now, they've been saying that, Mastriano voted for Act 77. The original Act 77 had voter ID and signature verification. I believe it was the state Supreme Court illegally changed it, and
as did the Wolf administration. That's right.
Yeah. How could they get away? Why didn't some Republican go to the Supreme Court and say that's illegal?
Well, they went to the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court They scolded the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and said only on one issue, and it was actually Judge Alito, who's in charge of the Third Circuit for the Supreme Court. He said that you can't count ballots, but it wasn't an order. He said that you should not be able to count ballots that come in after Election Day. That's all he did, though. But he didn't do enough. And it needs to be outlawed because it's illegal. Mail-in ballots are illegal under the Pennsylvania Constitution.
Oh. Now, another thing about Mastriano, I'm going to ask you a question. I know. They're portraying him as a radical because he supports the heartbeat bill.
Yeah.
Now, Bob Casey has time and time again said he's pro-life, and he voted for a bill that you could abort a baby 24 hours before it's due.
Exactly.
Now, you tell me, what's more radical, a heartbeat bill or a bill that Bob Casey voted for?
I went on a rant about that, how they're trying to categorize, Shapiro's trying to categorize Mastriano. It's a lie. He's trying to characterize him as extreme, but I said, what is extreme, pro-life or partial birth abortion? Which is the extreme position? It's crazy.
Now, Shapiro supports some type of green nonsense. It's not called the Green New Deal. It's something else, which would definitely shut down fracking and oil oil drilling in Pennsylvania.
It's called Reggie. It's called Reggie, the Regional Environmental Group. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, to me, that's radical because you're going to put a lot of people out of work.
Oh, yeah.
We are going
to call them out on this show and elsewhere for the months that we have coming. They are the true insane radicals, and they've already been proven that their policies don't work, that they fail Pennsylvanians and the American people. It's already been proven. Already proven.
I know.
But well, now, Ron.
Believe me, I worked 45 years. I don't come from a rich family. My father's biggest earnings was $21,000, and he retired in 1989. He died, well, he lived to be 88, but he died in 2012. But
Ron, let me ask you a question, Ron. Do you feel better? Did you got something off your chest, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I can't help but yell because, believe me, I'm pissed off.
Well, call again. Call again. You got to release this stuff.
You'll get Matt Cartwright on there and open it up to discuss. Now that
Matt Cartwright, are welcome to come on anytime. I've said this many times, and I would love to host that debate. I really would.
Yeah.
All right, Ron. Thank you, my friend. And make sure you're from Jessup. You got to go to the you got to go to the carnival in San Ybarra.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I only work 2 days a week. I'm off every weekend, so yeah, I'm definitely gone.
All right, my friend. Lots to do in Jessup this weekend.
My grandfather was Italian. He emigrated to this country in 1918 after the World. He served in the Italian Army in World War One, then came over. And then my Russian grandfather came over from Russia just before Lenin took over, and he was staunch and a communist, as was my father, as am I.
You come from great stock, Ron. Thank you very much for the call, my friend. Thank you. Phil from Hanover, we got about a minute, my friend.
Secure the perimeter.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Schools, secure the perimeter. My son in the Philippines goes to Catholic school. There's only one way in through a gate. There's a security guard with a sawed-off shotgun. Nobody gets through that gate unless they have a child with a Catholic uniform on and a badge. You follow me?
Yes, I do.
All my friends in Vietnam, before they went to sleep in the jungle at night, they strung claymores. Secure the perimeter!
You got it, man. Thank you, Phil. It's true. We got to find out what happened, though. We don't know yet. We don't know if it was a mistake by an officer. We don't know. It could have been fear. An officer didn't react properly. We don't know. We know the kid got in a door that was supposed to be locked from the inside that should have prevented his access. And we know he was in there for somewhere between 40 minutes and an hour. On a killing spree in one particular classroom. It's a sad thing, but we have to, when we look at these instances, and while there are similarities between Buffalo and New York City and the subway, racism clearly a driving factor in both of those, and now just some kind of rage with this young animal, Salvador Ramos, and what you need to do is empower police and create a secure perimeter, as Phil said, but a secure property, following the protocols all the time, even though it will probably never happen in your kid's school ever. But this is the way to make sure of it. And once you button down the school and have all the classrooms locked from the inside when they're being conducted, you can take measures that will make it safer. We'll take this break and be back. We're back. Bob Cadaro with you. And Ray Liotta We're honoring him on his passing at age 67. Another quote from Goodfellas. He was in and finished the last work of his career, as far as I'm aware. And I forget the name of the show, but it was a police movie. He was a cop, a bisexual cop. And they were watching it in prison until until he was bisexual, and then they stopped watching it. But Ray Liotta, gone at age 67. And I heard the commercial and loved the commercial from Rebecca at Stately Pet Supply. I was there yesterday, and I got Ponth the cat. I had to get more kitty litter and more food. But I love that store. And they have these, I'm a cat and a dog fan, which maybe is unusual, but they have a couple of cats that live in the store, very friendly cats. But yeah, Stately Pet Supply, right behind Butler's gas station. I went and got my gas at Butler's, and then I went and got, I don't live in Clarksville, but I have I work up there after this job. In my consulting gig. And so, yeah, I went to Butler's and got my gas, and then I went to Stately Pet Supply. Locally owned businesses, just as Rebecca says. Now, a lot of people texting in, and I want to go to the phones, because the gun control argument never makes any sense. And people talk past each other. And they ignore statistics and the truth because it doesn't fit a particular agenda. And I want to bring this up before I go to the calls. But quickly, the Sussman trial continues. He's the political lawyer who lied to the FBI. And his trial's going on. They've proved he lied to the FBI. He was there on behalf of the Hillary campaign. He billed the Hillary campaign for this meeting with the FBI. But the issue is going to be, and he could be found not guilty, not just because there's three Hillary supporters on the jury, which is a disgrace, but because it may not have been material, meaning the FBI might have known he was lying. They might have been in on it and wanted him to lie so they could investigate Trump. Fascinating. It's a fascinating case, and I'd want to know why they acquitted him, if they acquit him, because there is an issue. It's got to be material. So if the FBI knew he was lying and went forward with the sham investigation anyway, well, they were in on it, period.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, let's see who is on longest here. It's Rich from Hazleton. How are you? You there, Rich? Did I press the right button?
Hello?
There you are, Rich. Okay.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good, good.
Oh, so right on with some of your callers were saying about, you know, making sure that these schools are more like a fortress than they cannot, you know, nobody can get in. But another thing that I hear nobody talking about is I feel like we're going to have to like tread on a slippery slope of privacy, okay? Because young men from like, you know, 15 years old to like 27-ish, right? We obviously have a problem, right? There's obviously a mental health issue problem, right? And therefore, I feel that, you know, if it's like see something, say nothing, right? Teachers, I'm from Hazleton, okay? I'm sure you've heard of the Hazleton School District. It's renowned for some of the hanky-panky that goes on there that, you know, never sees the light of day, right?
I'll admit to you, I've heard nothing but good about the Hazleton School District, so this is news to me.
Well,
so.
I've worked in many, many...
But Rich, without getting off track,
okay,
your point is that their social media should be exposed, I'm guessing,
well,
right?
Not so much just as exposed, but like there has to be an acceptance of not my kid, you know, like get rid of that. That's, you know, if somebody brings up accusations about someone, a lot of people would be like livid that they're looking at into their son, right? My son has done nothing wrong. He just because he has a gun or just because he said some stupid stuff on the computer that I'm sure most parents would go bananas, right? But isn't it worth it? That if
they're public posts, which didn't exist here, by the way. They existed in Buffalo, New York, and they just weren't reacted to. And in this instance in Texas, he sent private messages. They haven't disclosed to whom they were sent yet. Mm-hmm. But I can agree with you that people need to react quicker. We discovered that in Florida at Parkland. We discovered that in New York City in the subway shooter. We discovered it in New York State in Buffalo massacre. And it doesn't appear to have been something that could have been done here, at least to the moment.
I suppose, but I mean, the guy had scars on his face from physically slashing himself.
Yeah.
Right? And somebody sold him a gun, like willy-nilly. Like, oh, here you go. Here's your background check and you know, but doesn't it look a little, you know?
Rich, you have to be honest with yourself. You're speculating. I mean, I don't know when he slashed his face.
I am speculating.
He may have gone in with no slashes on his, you know, who knows?
Correct. You're right. I just feel that.
We should all be more aware, very clearly.
And be willing to accept the misery of, you know, together. Let's all share the misery and say, all right, there's going to have to be some little more stringent background checks, especially to this age bracket, right? because
I'm willing to listen. I just don't. Again, New York State. They have the most stringent anti-gun laws that there are, and we had the Buffalo massacre. We had the subway shooting just in recent months. So we've got to, and I'm not saying don't consider any of that, but we've got to recognize that no matter, you know, that most of the killings and gun incidents happen in places that have the most stringent gun control. It's just what is. But thank you, Rich. Right. I appreciate your thoughts. Social media, we got to watch it. There's no doubt about it. Even if you're not directly involved, you've got to look for signs because, man, it could be our schools next. We'll be back. From our friend Don Sherwood to our friend Joe Snedeker, the Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Today, clouds and sunny breaks. Cool. Highs near 70. Tonight, more muggy, a passing shower, lows near 60. Friday, tomorrow, mainly dry in the morning, but there will be showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon and evening. Highs in the low to mid 70s with more humid air. Saturday, San Ubaldo Day. A few scattered showers tapering off late. So scattered showers, less humid, highs in the low 70s. Could be a perfect day for the race of the Saints. Sunday, they have the children's race and the mass up in Jessup. Sunny, highs near 80. And then next week, Monday, Memorial Day itself, sunny, more humid with highs in the upper 80s. And then that same weather pattern through the midweek. Bob Cadaro back with you. And, you're making a point. LTS, somebody on a text. I don't think it's a good argument about the stringent laws. Example is if Wilkes-Barre had stringent laws, you can go to Scranton, et cetera. I understand that. In New York State and New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut, that entire tri-state area, they have very restrictive rules on guns. And they're not preventing tragedy after tragedy. Chicago and Illinois as city and state have the same restrictions. Los Angeles and California, the same kind of stringent, and they don't work. All I'm saying with it, I'm not making a point not to have gun laws. I'm saying it's already demonstrable that they don't reduce gun violence. Much like I pointed out with the assault weapons, it may feel good to pass an assault weapons ban, so-called, but it didn't do any good when it was in place from 1995 to 2005. It didn't do any good. So when you look at Texas, you say, well, okay, they've always been loose on guns. So you have to say, why is the violence happening now? They've always been pretty unrestricted when it comes to guns. Why now? Why not 20 years ago? Why not? What are the societal issues involved here? That's not a dodge. That's a legitimate question. The laws against guns don't appear to work. There's no objective evidence to say that they do. In terms of preventing gun violence, it's just what is. I'm not even trying to make an argument. I'm trying to point out facts so that you could have a proper discussion. That's all. Mike from Duryea on gun control. You okay there, Mike?
I just coughed. I had too much pollen. My car is loaded with pollen. It's got to be. I mean, I'm not allergic to it, but I think I'm starting to. My car is loaded with pollen.
Oh, be careful.
You know, Bob, you know, I don't know if my age or not, but for some reason, I had four kids that are older, but I see things in the world differently. Like you say all the time, we have to act quickly. Then the guy yesterday from Texas was some police officer, captain, or general of the police, or whatever, was saying that we pumped in millions of dollars into police training for how to handle these situations, which is, to me, is a waste of money. But, you know, what I'm saying, though, is that there's one person out there that is laughing at these shootings, and that's ecstatic that it happened. And the answer is the internet. Nobody says nothing about the internet. The internet, everybody at one time, I'm a Catholic, and everybody said one time that the internet was the work of the devil. I mean, I don't know about that or not, but I mean, I could go on. There's kids, that, girls that are 13, 14 years old, and boys, they're learning how to have sex. There's like a 5-minute clip of an actual video for free on the internet. Just one more thing. I mean, they're broadcasting this. You're broadcasting this. Everybody's talking about it from Texas out here in the Northeast. What is that going to accomplish? Two things. Either we're not going to solve the problem out here by talking about it, that's for sure. And number two is that all these idiots in this area are listening to this, and they're saying, wow, that's a good idea. I remember back in Halloween time when Halloween was sacred. But now somebody in California was putting LSD and razor blades in candy, and it was broadcasted to Northeast Pennsylvania, and they started doing it out here. What I'm saying, Bob, is that the internet is really the root of all of our evil. I mean, I wouldn't
go that far. It is certainly.
You wouldn't go that far.
It gives people access to information, but then they act.
Yeah, but this guy here was broadcasting on the internet. He was broadcasting that he was going to shoot his grandmother on the internet.
No. That's not accurate.
What do you mean,
Michael? That's not accurate.
That's not it. That's
no,
not internet.
No, he.
What
sent,
is it? What is
he
it, Bob?
Sent, he sent. We don't know to whom. He sent messages, private messages on Facebook.
On his phone? On his phone? Internet, Bob.
On Facebook. No.
Is that internet, Bob? Is that internet?
Mike, they were not disseminated.
I'm asking you a simple question. Is that internet?
Mike, I'm going to answer the damn question, and you're going to stop until I do.
Go ahead.
He sent private messages, which would only go to one or two people.
I agree.
That's all he sent. He didn't make a post like the guys in the subway killing in New York, the black racist or the white racist who killed the people in Buffalo. He didn't.
Yeah, but isn't that internet, Bob? But isn't that Facebook internet? Isn't it Twitter internet?
Yes, it's internet. But you're mixing apples and oranges. You're wrong.
No, I'm not. It's internet. I mean,
you're
what happened was every
about, you're talking about a general dissemination, and he didn't.
Well, pornographic is a
you're
site.
You're mixing everything up, Mike. Stop it.
How is internet? The whole thing is internet.
Lord, you're intentionally. It's not in, this. You're intentionally.
No, I'm not.
You're intentionally confusing.
Maybe I need help, Bob.
All right, we're going to go to 101, and I'm not a. I know very little about this stuff. If I send a message to you
over the internet,
over the internet. A message over the internet to you.
There you go.
It's very different from me posting it on a general platform, which thousands, if not millions, of people have access to.
But why can't they? Why can't they police that? Why can't they police?
Difference. There's no.
But why can't they police?
There's no resources to do that, and there are privacy.
Well, like word kill. I'm gonna kill my grandmother.
Very important privacy. They wouldn't have had time to react anyway. He did it minutes before he took the actions.
The only reason why I'm calling.
Warning signs to prevent this. People.
No, I know, but the only reason why I'm calling is that we're always talking about afterwards. We're talking about after it's done. We're talking about training to do this to handle it after the fact.
And before, even though it may have been possible in the two instances in New York State, was not possible here.
I want all the Catholics out there, all the people that are
to prevent crazy people from committing violence.
You can't after the fact, Bob, after they've been hurt. I mean, your son is a police officer. Ask him what are the main reasons why people commit crimes. It's either love, it's sex, it's she took my children in a divorce.
Money,
I mean, people
whatever,
get aggravated.
Yeah.
What I'm saying that there's certain key elements in crime.
Mike, we don't know yet.
What about what?
We don't know what drove this kid. We hope the grandmother survived.
I know, but I hear all things that he was mentally disturbed. I mean, you don't know if he's mentally disturbed.
Of course he was.
Well, and if I get a divorce and it's a really bad divorce and my wife takes my kids, am I mentally disturbed because I want to kill my wife? You know what I'm saying? That's not mentally disturbed. That's being pushed to the limit because my wife wants to take my kids and my wife.
And how you react to it is the answer.
That's not mentally disturbing.
Michael, we've gone way over, but we range far on this topic. But you got it off your chest anyway, my friend. All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye. We got to take this break. Bob Cadaro with you. WILK, the eponymous show. We'll be back. No, it's not La Familia Friday. Unfortunately, we lost Ray Liotta last night at age 67. So we're playing clips from the Goodfellas movie that he made so great. And of course, Jake, he's got the soundtrack, the great soundtrack from that same movie. And speaking of, we got Gary from Shavertown on Ray Liotta. Hi, Gary.
Thanks for taking my call, Bob. My favorite role of his was Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams.
Yeah, it was. Jake, we'll have to do a quote, something from that, yeah.
And one last thing. You know, when you get mad, I don't know if everybody told you, you sound just like Ric Flair back in his heyday when he used to say, if you want to be the man, you got to be. No, you do. You have the perfect elocution. I mean, you have him down pat. I'm serious. You have the man down pat.
That's a compliment. I always loved him. The funny part about it is I got called that in prison.
You sound just like him. I mean, the verbiage, you got him down pat.
Well, listen.
Bleach your hair blonde and you'll be all set.
I would be great. I could go blonde and do woo. But listen, woo! Gary, we're going to play Field of Dreams for you, Gary. Thank you, my friend. Okay. Time for the Bloomberg Money Minute on the Bob Cadaro Show. We'll do that and come back. We got a bunch of people on the phones.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. We are in the midst of a wedding boom because of the many I do's delayed by the pandemic. And all those guests are going to need something to wear and maybe purchase a wedding gift, too. Macy's says it has seen a notable increase in customers shopping for special occasions and also more demand for luxury goods. Sales jumped at the company's Macy's, Bloomingdale's, and Bluemercury stores in recent months. That's one side of the consumer. Another side is increasingly frugal, and they're spending more of their money at dollar stores. Dollar Tree and Dollar General are reporting sales growth and predicting greater profits, though, like their customers, they face the highest inflation in decades. No discounts on those stocks, with Macy's rising the most this year, and Dollar Tree and Dollar General the most ever. Retail is driving Wall Street averages 2-3% higher. The Dow's up more than 500 points. Tracy Jonkey, Bloomberg Radio.
1979, this day, Kenny Rogers had the number one adults chart hit with She Believes in Me. And then, do you remember when Resorts Casino Hotel opened up in Atlantic City? I was there, and I was there when you had to wear a jacket to go in. I'm trying to think if I was 20 or 21, whatever the age was that you had to be. And I went down with my father, and it was classy. It was really was, but there were lines to get in. And Atlantic City's never been the same ever since. It's never been the much better. But, you know, what the alternative is, I don't know. Now, somebody texted in about a Kevin Bacon movie. Because tomorrow, we're going to do a Memorial Day. And we're going to have When We Were Soldiers, Green Beret, Saving Private Ryan, Battle of the Bulge, Fury, Midway, all of those great war movies that our great veterans lived. And we're going to do it. We're looking forward to it, that tribute to the fallen soldiers of the United States. Let's go to Glenn in Plains on gun control. Hey, Glenn.
Hello. Three quick points. First of all, Turbulence is a great real movie. Turbulence.
Turbulence?
Set in Christmas time. Yes.
A war movie.
Oh, it's he's a criminal on a plane. Oh. It's one of those great disaster plane movies.
Okay, we won't.
It's great.
We won't play Turbulence. That tomorrow, though.
Turbulence, right. Turbulence, for people out there, it's a great movie, Turbulence. Second point, I want to thank WILK. Your talk shows are so good. You, Frank Andrew, and Nikki Stone's a real human being. But you and Frank Andrew should be trying to syndicate it into Allentown and Philly. On my AM radio, I get an Allentown talk show on 790. And I get 770 ABC out of New York. And your quality of you two is up there, and it would be great to spread your message into Allentown and Philadelphia.
Well, that's nice of you to say, Glenn. Nice of you to say.
Point number three. I've been thinking this for a long time for gun control. Adults who are going into 26 are still living at home. They're under their parents' health care, for instance. They're going to college, so they're still not fully adults up to age 26. So I think there should be a need for adults from 18 to 26 to have two signatures from adults. It could be their parents, grandparents, a close uncle, two signatures for them to be take responsibility for their young adult to be able to buy a gun.
Interesting.
That's my suggestion.
Interesting. Now I will say this, even whether I agree with it or not, that may have done something in this case.
Yes.
And in the Buffalo massacre as well. So at least we're getting somewhere. But thank you for that, Glenn. That's an interesting thought. Appreciate it. Well, just a few seconds left. George, hang on there. I want to talk to you after the news. But It's a sticky wicket, as the Brits would say. Because when we limit freedom that is constitutional, we go down a slippery slope as well, just as George said. I don't have the answers. I know that anyone who claims they have the answers today is probably wrong. We'll be back after the news.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.